Broadcasting live from the Tucson Original Studios. This is KEVT Salrita Tucson, the Tucson Originals, local dining at its best.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, welcome to the most delicious hour on radio. You are tuned in to On the Menu Live. I am so delighted that you have made us a part of your delicious weekend, because you can't get through a delicious weekend in Tucson without listening to On the Menu Live every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here for another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210. Whether you're listening to us live on Power Talk 1210, maybe you're listening to us from our website, onthemenulive.com. Maybe one of the 5 million who stream live on the TuneIn Radio Network. I'm so glad you're here. Now, we are getting closer and closer to Christmas. The holidays are surrounding us, which means if you're like me, you still have some people to shop for. Yes, your master procrastinator is in the house, and I have put together a great show for you. Because this is all filled with last-minute gift ideas for your favorite foodies. Now, I got a ton of foodies in this community that I got to shop for, and our guests today are going to make it very, very easy. Not only very easy, but very affordable, and do it all, in a way that supports local. Because friends and foodie friends, this is exactly what this radio show celebrates. I'm so glad you're here. Now, as we scan the landscape of celebrity co-hosts, as we do every Saturday afternoon, here's a guy, and I must really trust him, because he's not been on the show before, and he already is occupying the very coveted co-host seat. He's got a lot to talk about in terms of what inspires him, and the inspiration is contagious. I can promise you, the principal and master brand marketing communications strategist at FWD, my good friend Frank Williams, is in the house. What's happening, brother?
Hello, Matt.
Listen to Frank.
Hi, Frank. That was me that you were talking about.
That was you. Such a star in this community. I mean, you take a look around. Not only in the food and beverage space, but in the corporate space and the nonprofit space. It seems that your work at FWD, formerly known as Frank Williams Design, because I know it takes a village and all that stuff, Frank. But anyway, you have put together brands for a whole host of individuals and organizations across Arizona, nay, across the country.
Yeah, we've done, just about 20 years of brand development on a local, regional, national level for companies like Fox Restaurants and Gadabout and the Boys and Girls Clubs, and the list just goes on and on and on. And I couldn't be more blessed being a part of this community and having the success that I have with it. So
yeah, that's great. And of course, there's this iconic imagery that is the anchor for the brands that you create. But FWD, Frank Williams Design, is more than just, you know, the imagery and graphic design. You really are, frankly, no pun intended.
Never heard that
before. A strategic marketing firm.
Absolutely. Everything from strategic communications to media placement and online strategies and website development. It's a complete holistic approach that we've done for our clients for, again, just about 20 years. So,
how can people find you online?
FrankWilliamsDesign.com.
FrankWilliamsDesign.com.
Yes.
Now, did you wake up one morning then? I mean, you're one of the busiest guys in this community, and with all the spare time that you had, you wanted to get into sort of the nutritional foods space, and along came this company called Tone Nutrition. You were so excited about what these guys were doing, so excited, in fact, that you purchased the company.
Yes. Yes, I did, because I didn't have enough to do in my time with it. It was an opportunity that came up that I just could not let go. And it was an opportunity to sell an actual product instead of a marketing product for the first time.
Right.
And not be subject to is that shade of blue correct or not correct with that? But it's, do you like the honey? Great. Have a good day. And we're done with it. So it was an exciting thing. And it started as a hobby. And it's turning quickly into quite a business right now.
Now, speaking of quite a business, you've got quite a business partner here is sitting alongside you. She's the co-owner and co-principal of Tone Nutrition, the lovely Melissa Royer is here. Melissa, how are you?
Hello, and thank you for having me today.
Okay, great. So we're so excited that you're here. So Tone Nutrition is about a whole host of nutritional food ideas and opportunities, but the anchor of the business really is this seasonal honey that is available. And when we're talking about honey, we're not talking about the stuff that you buy at the stores. I mean, let's just be honest.
Right.
We're talking about real, raw honey.
Yeah, unheated, unfiltered, unprocessed, just out of the hive in the way that it needs to be. And it is just absolute magic. And as you'll sample later on coming, the difference in flavors from what they what the nectar is that they go upon is amazing, that it really does taste completely different from the mesquite all the way down to the clover and everything else. So.
Yeah, I mean, I had a little sneak peek. I actually had a chance to taste your honey several weeks ago. I was so compelled by that opportunity. I wrote a story about the honey and Inside Tucson Business, and I challenge our listeners to do a side-by-side tasting of the real and raw, unadulterated, unfiddled with honey that you can get at Tone Nutrition with the other stuff that comes in these plastic bottles that are shaped like bears. Can we just say for the public health and welfare of our listeners, put the honey bear aside. In fact, throw it away, because that's not honey.
Actually, if you take your honey bear and bring it into the farmers markets on the weekend, we'll give you 10% off of your purchase on that.
That's brilliant. So you've got this idea, and why I think it works so well for the theme of this show, last minute gift ideas. The way you have packaged this honey is really kind of cool, because you can give your palate the opportunity to taste various versions of the honey, different flavor profiles in smaller jars. Now, Melissa, how did this whole idea with the honey flight come around?
It all started when we were working, sampling the products at our booth. We work at several different farmers markets, and people had never had real honey, and they couldn't believe that there was actually a taste difference with the honeys. And so we would say, how about you try all of the honeys? And then as this went on, we decided that you should really try them from lightest to darkest.
Right.
And people were just amazed by how differently all the honeys tasted. And then as we traveled throughout the region, we started finding, based on geographical locations, the honey would take on a completely different flavor, even though they were pollinating the same flowers.
Right.
So for me, loving wine, we started comparing our honeys to wines, and then that kind of took on the whole flight.
And, you know, when we talk about olive oil on the show a lot, because Tom and Nancy Alfonso over at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, I always thought I knew what olive oil tasted like until I had real olive oil. I always thought I knew what honey tasted like, and it's almost like when you're eating the Tone Nutrition honey, especially if you get them in these really cool packaged honey flights, you're tasting the way honey was supposed to be at its best, at its virgin space, without any of these fillers and everything like that. I mean, this is honey. And as we're going to talk with Frank and you, Melissa, a little bit later on the show, different flavor profiles pair with different food items. So it's not just one honey fits all.
Oh, absolutely.
So talk about how you packaged these, because I think this would fit into a stocking. The seasonal honey flights at Tone Nutrition are packaged beautifully. What's the story behind the packaging?
I have to give Melissa credit for the credit for that.
And
I won't take any of it, because I wanted to do gift baskets for the markets earlier this year, and she said that's way too complicated, and let's try the flight samplings with it. So we came up with these little 2.5-ouncer jar samples of everything. Everything that I love about this flight is its local source. The packaging, the labeling, the woodworking, the craftsmanship, the honey itself, minus the Colorado, is all right here from Southern Arizona.
Now people are listening and they say woodworking. I don't understand. I'm buying honey and you're talking about wood craftsmanship. How does that fit?
So we don't have pictures on the show right now, unfortunately. but so these are perfectly packaged in a mesquite plank that's about 12 inches long that has four little divots in there that can be repurposed for votive candles, everything else. But they're carved out there beautifully, and the entire thing is shrink wrapped. Wow, get that one out there with a recipe card on the bottom and a little tag and everything. So it's a perfect stocking stuffer. And we've done just about 400 of these flights in the last month and a quarter. So
I mean, they're a conversation starter just by themselves, and that's even before you open up the lid and then the perfume, like that mesquite. Well, anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. This is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be doing a tasting of the Tone Nutrition seasonal honey flights. If our listeners can't wait for that segment, how can they find you, and how can they arrange to purchase some of these these online?
ToeNutrition.com. Go to Facebook or give us a call at 977-4888, and we'll get an order ready for you.
977-4888, or go to ToeNutrition.com, and you can see a picture. We're going to be putting these up on our Facebook page. We're going to be tweeting pictures, and we're going to be having a great time. Anyway, Frank Williams and Melissa Royer from Tone Nutrition, thanks for hanging out with us. Now, Frank, you're a celebrity co-host, sir. You're not going anywhere, man.
Nice.
We're just getting started. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, the author is here. She's been signing books ever since December the 7th. It is destined to be a bestseller, especially across the foodie sphere. Rita Conley, the author of Lost Restaurants of Tucson, has a great idea for your next stocking stuffer. And she's going to be talking to you next. You're listening to On the Menu live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
For Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or just because, a gift card from Acacia Real Food and Cocktails is always in good taste and the ideal gift for everyone on your list. Order in person, online at acaciatucson.com, or call us at 232-0101. Acacia, a great Tucson tradition where the food is real and the cocktails are inspired.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another Power Happy Hour here at the intergalactic headquarters of Power Talk 1210. Celebrating with all of our fellow procrastinators, last-minute gift ideas for your favorite foodies all across Southern Arizona and beyond. And to help us celebrate another delicious hour of radio, our celebrity co-host from FWD, the Honorable Frank Williams, is back with us. Frank, always nice to see you.
Hello again, Matt.
Hi, Frank.
This is just trying to keep it real, buddy.
Keeping it real. We're almost at the NPR level. yeah, it's really good honey. Right? It's good honey.
Outstanding
honey. Tone Nutrition honey. Yeah, I like honey. Anyway, where do you go from that? Anyway,
moving on.
Moving right along. I picked up this book, Frank, about a week ago, and I have not. I mean, look, it's torn, it's tattered, it's ripped, it's frayed, it's disheveled. It's just completely. This is a book that I cannot put down because I'm a sucker for food history and a sucker for Tucson history. And there's a woman here who has packaged all of them together with entertaining stories and fascinating tidbits of data, all on the great, classic, iconic Tucson restaurants that sadly are no longer with us. But with Rita Conley's Lost Restaurants of Tucson, the shelf life of our experiences with the days of the past live on. And here she is, and certainly no stranger to this audience, no. Rita Conley.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays. Thanks for having me. This is very exciting to be able to talk about the book.
What a fun read.
Good. I'm glad you're liking it.
This was one of the most anticipated book launches among we foodies here in a long time. And so was really eager to see this come off the press. And when it did, it is doing everything that you said it would do.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Absolutely.
Excellent. I think it's selling well, too. It seems to be doing well from what I hear.
Well, I picked up my copy at Mostly Books.
Mostly Books.
You were doing a book signing there, and I believe they sold out, and you actually had to sell me one of your private copies.
Yeah, I did. I did. I had to do that. And I sold them some books, and you can get the books at Antigone as well.
Right.
And I was at Barnes & Noble the other day, and they got them at Barnes & Noble.
Right.
And I think there's going to be other places in town as the time progresses.
And the Lost Restaurant. So I first moved to Tucson in 1978, spent some time back in Washington, came back and just sort of back and forth. But this, so I'm familiar with so many great Tucson restaurants, but you actually go back a little bit further.
Right.
The 1978.
Right. The book starts with just the basic history of Tucson, because that's how the other books in the series go. It's published by the History Press as part of their American Palette series. And then we get to, as Tucson progressed, became a city. Once the railroads got here, kind of everything changed. And so the real restaurants kind of started around the 1890s. And so that's kind of where the story starts.
Started in the 1890s, and talk about currency. I mean, it even reports on some of the restaurants that unfortunately we lost within the last, a few months.
Right. The last three restaurants that are in the book, I believe, are El Parador, La Fuente, and Bluefin. And they all closed within months of me writing the book. So it worked out. It didn't work out well, but it was kind of. I wanted to take it to the very end, and it worked out kind of that way.
Well, of course, I enjoyed regaling you with some of my own memories.
You did a great job, Matt. That
from the Bum Steer.
There's a whole section on the Bum Steer, and that was all the stories that are from there are pretty much Matt's.
Yeah,
a little bit from the records of the city, but most Bum Steer stories are from Matt.
Yeah, Russell. I didn't give away too many secrets.
No.
But I sat down, and then I came across, and I didn't expect to see it, I came across a story about the Bocata. And I have to tell you, when Nancy and I first started dating in 1989, we were regulars at the Bocata up on River and Craycroft.
That's cool.
So like I say, every page, there's a new memory
for
me. And I just think this is a spectacular work. Now, is there a particular favorite story of yours that you've encountered in your research?
I tell a story all the time because it's something that most people don't know about. And it was about this place called Rossi's. And it was in the 1890s, it kind of started in the 1890s, Alex Rossi came to town. He was he had traveled all over the world, chefing all over the world, and he started a place right downtown. The description, I think it was probably like on Congress and Stone, right down in that area. So he had this place, and it was the place. Everybody went there, and he was Mr. Jovial. He loved entertaining. And then it went as far as the 1920s, and then the Volstead Act went into place.
Right.
And the night before the Volstead Act went into place, he opened the doors. Everybody in town came, and they drank the place dry. And then, after that, there was no liquor to be sold. So within a couple of years, he closed the restaurant. He had to close the restaurant down.
Wow. And so how many restaurants are actually chronicled in this book?
People ask me that all the time, and I really, I don't have a number. But there's pretty many, quite a few. And I'm sure somebody will find their favorite. I can't imagine that won't happen.
Yeah. And was the criteria, like someone posted up on my Facebook page, was there something about, Bobby McGee's or the Wildcat House, and they started naming, some bars. But this really had to be an actual restaurant.
Right,
itself.
An actual restaurant. And I started with my favorites. And I worked at several places in town here over the years, and those had to go in there. And then I started talking to people, and, there was this huge, long list of places that I could put in there. But then, things kept popping up. The Palomino popped up, and, of course, the Tack Room popped up. And Johnny's, everybody went to Johnny's if you were a teenager in Tucson in the 60s and 70s. And the Iron Mask came up, and so just the ones that kept popping up had to be included. And then it was really weird. Doug Marvin, who used to own Iron Mask, I knew him personally. Well, he died just as the book was getting started. And then I tried to find information about Dean Short, because Dean Short was a big shot in town here for many years. And I couldn't find anything about Dean Short, and then he died. So his obit was in the paper, so I was able to get information from that, and then a little bit here, a little bit there. And then I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that's two people. I hope that there's a third that's going to happen. And I didn't tell anybody, I thought, I can't say that because nobody's going to want to talk to me if if they're so and then it ended up being at the very, very end, Joe Scardotta Sr. died. So anybody who's involved in the book, you don't have to worry. It's squared away. We have our three, you know. But they were all really memorable people in town. And I'm kind of glad that the book got done so that people will remember them.
And you can reacquaint yourself with all these great stories. I mean, just hearing you talk about, I had my rehearsal dinner at the Tack Room. I had my high school prom dinner at Palomino.
Right.
We talked about the Bocata. I mean, every page is a different story. The Lost Restaurants of Tucson is a must for the holidays. It needs to be on your shopping list. And again, quick ways for people to get
well,
this book.
Well, tomorrow I will be at the Heirloom Farmers Market at Rideau Park.
Great.
And then nice. Mostly books, Antigone. Yep. Barnes & Noble. You can get it online from Amazon. If you get the website from the historypress.net, I believe it is, you can order it online from them as well.
Historypress.net. Again, Rita Conley, the author of the soon-to-be runaway bestseller, Lost Restaurants of Tucson, an honor to actually have my own prized copy. And thank you for sharing all these great stories with this community. This is going to be a hit for the holidays. So
thank you very much.
Thanks
for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to keep ho-ho-hoing our way through this delicious broadcast by talking to one of the great restaurateurs in really the galaxy, frankly, if you want the God's honest truth. He's going to talk about some great gift card ideas, and he has a surprise for you. Pat Connors from Pastiche is going to be with us right on the other side of this break. Friends, you do not want to miss one delicious minute. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Here celebrating all of the great gift ideas. Yes, you still have foodies on your list that you have not bought for this season. And we are stuffing stockings for this hour here with my celebrity co-host from FWD and Tone Nutrition, Tucson's official honey guy. Busy as a bee, as they say, Frank Williams. Boy, this hour is fun, man.
Sweet.
He's become monosyllabic. That's what's happened after this beer. We're going to be talking about Iron John's beer that we're drinking here, this cherry pie porter, here in just a couple of minutes. But anyway, this next guy, you know, and I love talking to him. I love writing about him. I love dining with him. I love drinking with him. He's one of the good guys in this community, and he runs one of the great restaurants called Pastiche. He's got some super fun things going on as we prepare for the holidays. And again, last-minute gift-giving ideas, our good friend from Pastiche, Pat Connors. Pat, what's going on, brother?
Not much, sir. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and the Connors household. I tell you what, there are procrastinators among us, Pat.
Oh, yes. And, I'm one of them.
And you, I came across this information about a week ago that you've got, and we love restaurant gift cards. Great restaurants have great gift cards, great holiday Christmas gifts, but you're doing something that I think is so heroic because you're not just stopping at the gift card. There's like an additional bonus. Why don't you tell our listeners what you guys are doing for gift cards this season?
Oh, yeah. At Pastiche, we do our bonus gift card. For every $100 you spend, we'll give you an additional 25, and hopefully that's just for you to celebrate. But some people use it to give on to other people. But you can get them any increments you like, 25, 50, 75, 100, and then we'll give you an additional gift card. You can either do it online at pasticheme.com or come in person. We'd love to see you.
Okay, so $100 gift card, and you know people are going to spend that anyway. So
spend
$100, buy that gift card for your favorite foodie, buy it for yourself, reward yourself for the busyness that you've taken on the holidays, and no questions asked, Pat Connors, you're going to throw in an additional $25 for no additional charge.
Absolutely. Very easy.
Okay, now I've done some homework here, Pat. Now you're telling me that if I spend $100 and I buy a $100 gift card, I'm actually going to be able to get completely free a cup of soup and the Chipotle mango barbecue ribs.
That is a great way to put it. Yes, sir.
That's completely free. If I spend $100 at Pastiche,
I'm so impressed.
I'm going to get the Cajun corn dogs with the smoked paprika aioli and the baked macaroni and cheese for free.
Yeah, absolutely.
And lastly, Pat Connors, if I spend $100, and everyone's going to spend $100, if I spend $100, I'm going to get a full order of the grilled Australian diamond lamb chops with the smoked tomato risotto. Put it in language of food, man, and you're going to be batting people away over the holidays.
Absolutely. It's a great deal. It really is. It's a great way to try our menu, too.
I love the Pastiche menu, you know, constantly changing, wonderfully innovative. And I love what you said about doing this online. And I actually went online today to sort of check it out. You can actually use the online portal to purchase the gift card and email it to your recipient.
Yep, directly to the recipient. It's very simple. Saves you the time and labor.
So $100 gift card, $25. Now, if I spend $200, does that mean I get $50?
That's correct. So if you spend $1,000, you get $250.
And do you know how many Australian diamond lamb chop dishes that would buy the Russells?
you'd have a very happy table.
Okay, so Pat, give us the website again. How can people go on and purchase the gift cards? I think it's really only going up until December 31st. Is that right?
Yeah, we're doing it through the end of the year because we know there's always those last-minute Christmas people that actually buy it after Christmas. So we offer this special through the end of the year, and it's pastichemi.com. And you can go there and get it online or just come in person. We'll take care of you.
Yeah. You know what, Pat? There's 99 days left until St. Patrick's Day.
And we are already booking stuff for that day. We already have the Irish dancers lined up. I have three new Irish whiskeys to play with. It's going to be a blast.
I love it when you play with whiskey, Pat. I just love it. So, you're not kidding. I say 99 days left until St. Patrick's Day. You are already booking out the program for that night.
Oh, it's on my calendar. I've got a little clock going down by my desk right now.
Oh, man. All right, now let me ask you this. I am a card-carrying member, proudly, of the Pastiche Whiskey Club.
Yes,
a society of ladies and gentlemen that love a great whiskey. Now, I love the programs that you and your team have put together this year. Any ideas for what we can expect coming out of the Pastiche Whiskey Club next year?
We are probably going to duplicate some of the ones we did last year that were successful, but we are actually looking to do a few more things like whiskey dinners, whiskey pairings, whether you do a whole dinner or just, hey, I want to try this with that sort of thing. We'll also have a few more seminars than we did last time.
Oh, great.
Well, most of the time we do whiskey tastings. They're just very casual. Come in, come out, taste, learn what you want. We did a few that were like sit-down classes, and they were so much fun, and everybody really enjoyed those. Mm-hmm. We'll probably do a few more of those. We're looking to do some two times a month have something going on with whiskey at Pastiche.
Oh, I'm just jumping with joy. Now, Frank and Melissa, are you whiskey people?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Both of us okay. are.
And so, the honey pairs so nicely with the whiskey.
Oh, we're going to do a little honey whiskey pairing. That sounds gorgeous.
Frank, you and I have to talk.
Oh, no. Actually, Pat, I need to bring some of the honey into your place because we've been to the parish and we bring jars of Tone Honey over there and they make cocktails right on the spot with the honey right there. So we need to do that at Pastiche as well, too, I would think.
We look for it. It'll be here. We'll make it happen.
Yeah, these guys at Pastiche, they take their whiskey seriously. Not too seriously, because it's all about, you know, just sort of a cool, comfortable, kickback place to enjoy some great spirits. But I think Pat and his team really have curated, if I may, one of the most unique whiskey offerings in town. Some of the first-time whiskeys I've had have been at Pastiche. So you're going to get the usual suspects, and I don't want to say that there's anything wrong with some of these big bold brands in the whiskey department, but there's some new interesting whiskeys that I've never heard of that I always seem to find at Pastiche. So if you are a whiskey enthusiast out in our audience and you have not yet been to Pastiche, well, the fried avocados certainly should be on your list as well. But remind all of our listeners, Pat, exactly where is Pastiche located? Because you're going to be busy tonight.
Yes, we are. We love it. The address is 3025 North Campbell. We're a block and a half south of Fort Lowell on the west side of Campbell.
And the bar, I mean, I guess it was about a year or two ago that you made this wonderful transformation of the space. How long ago was that now?
It was about 2 years ago. We totally revamped the look of the restaurant. So if you haven't been in a while, you got to check it out. It's got a whole new feel, new openness to it, and a great bar.
Yeah, and the bar really is the anchor of the experience, as well it should be, Pat Connors.
That's the way we look at it.
And you can check out all of the menu items. Get to know Pat and his team. Pastiche, P-A-S-T-I-C-H-E, Pastiche Me, standing for Modern Eatery, .com. You can make reservations. You can check out the rotating menu. You can learn a little bit more about the story of this great team. But anyway, go to Pastiche, have a whiskey or two, have some great cuisine. Put March the 17th on your calendar or else. And anyway, we will be seeing you soon at Pastiche. And again, holiday gift cards on sale at PasticheME.com. Spend $100. Pat and his family are going to throw in an additional $25 for no extra charge. Pat, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and I'm going to be seeing you soon, I think.
You betcha. Thank you, Mr. Russell. Have a beautiful holiday.
Right on. Back at you, my friend.
Take care.
We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of our beloved sponsors without whom we simply would not be able to run our mouths every Saturday at 4 o'clock. But when we come back, we're going to be rolling up our sleeves. Our palates have shown remarkable patience because there's a showcase of food that has arrived here. And we're going to be introducing you to a remarkable culinary character in this community. Her name is Adela Durazo of Durazo Poco Loco Specialty Salsas. And she's got some crazy salsas that she's going to be showcasing here. There's one for every personality and every palate across Southern Arizona. Friends, you don't want to miss any bit of it. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We're back out.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
There's no better place to enjoy the holidays than Acacia Real Food and Cocktails. On Christmas Eve from 4 to 9, enjoy dinner from our special a la carte menu while you listen to the delightful music of Ed DeLucia. Make your reservations today by calling 232-0101 or online at acaciatucson.com. Acacia, where the food is real and the cocktails are inspired. Located on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell, Tucson, Arizona.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio. Last-minute gift ideas for your favorite foodie, not only in Tucson, but across the galaxy. Here with my celebrity co-host, the Busy Bee himself, from FWD and Tone Nutrition, Frank Williams. Hey, Frank.
Hello, Matt.
So before we taste the honey. Now, when you're not at Pastiche, you probably, you know, you like to get out on the town and do a little eating, a little drinking occasionally. Are there some places that you've been intrigued by on the local culinary and cocktail scene?
So we don't get out as much as we'd like to, owning two different companies, that is for sure.
That's right.
But I do, I've moved my offices for FWD downtown, and I've had some good experiences there. Recently opened is Oban Sushi.
Love it.
Which is just, and their ramen.
Real
is,
ramen.
There is, it's the only place in town that's got the ramen that is absolutely to die for.
Love it.
Riley Pizza, the Brussels sprouts are just, there's not, I know everyone out there listening is like Brussels sprouts, ugh, but oh my God.
They haven't been to Riley then.
They are amazing. They are, I don't know if they're sriracha and then you've got the balsamic vinegar in them, but they are absolutely to die for.
I could not agree more. I think they're some of the best, you know, not only in town, they almost redefine the sort of the Brussels space.
Oh, absolutely.
Because like you say, I mean, Brussels sprouts, the stuff that I grew up on, sorry, Mom, she listens to the show, frankly. you know, and I just didn't like Brussels sprouts. But there are folks that know how to cook them now, thankfully. Yep. And Riley does a great job.
Oh, absolutely. And then if we're up north, the and Danny Scordato is not going to be happy with this statement, but the Bolognese
Yep.
Over at, where's the bolognese at? Is that it's at Tavolino. And again, Danny will call me on this.
Oh, he's
one
listening right now. Yeah.
Everything else at Vivace's is to die for. They don't have bolognese on the menu, or I would get it there.
Oh, so there's your out.
So yeah, there's my out. On
I was
that
just
one,
at Vivace yesterday. Yeah. I had a proper Negroni. I'm very particular about my Negronis, Frank.
Oh my god.
And they kicked it out beautifully.
Yep. Yeah,
you've been doing some good eating and drinking, man.
Yes, yes.
I love it.
Yes, I have.
So you've listed off some of our favorites. Good for you.
Yep.
Love it.
Let's local. How about all local, too.
Speaking of local, we are celebrating local here. We've got local products, and we've got this local attitude when it comes to great harvesting of what the bees do. Let the bees do all the work. They're the ones that do all the work, frankly. We don't want to mess around with the honey. They deliver the honey. You guys package it, and you put it in these super cool flights. So let's do a little flight tasting of the Tone Nutrition honey. Again, these flights are available now. You can get them in time for the holidays. Throw them in the stocking. Buy one for employee, thank you gifts, holiday gifts. Anyway, where do we start the tasting? Because there's four distinct different honeys.
So you're going to be starting with the Colorado clover, which is the only honey that is not from Arizona, but it was from a road trip that Melissa and I took in the middle part of the summer. And the clarity and the taste is so different from anything else that we have. It's very earthy. It's high mountain honey. And Melissa, chime in anytime that you want to describe, because this is your personal passion on this one. Mm.
I tell you what, Melissa, you talked a little bit about kind of comparing the honeys to almost like wine varietals. So when you're having this Colorado clover, what kind of wine are we thinking of to liken this particular flavor experience with?
It's really light and refreshing. It has that earthy tone, which almost would put it in a Pinot Grigio space.
Oh,
yeah, that would be a good description.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Because it's crisp, and I say light and earthy, but it does have a really crisp flavor. And then it's just so delicious. Yeah. And each one of them is so different, and that's why we included the Colorado honey, is we found like the 10,000-foot elevation honey, the bees are geographically isolated by the Rocky Mountains, and it was so just amazing to experience
different,
like
completely
a clover
different
honey that wasn't quite like anything either of us had ever had, and the clarity of the product.
Just a beautiful honey. And I remember you're saying you know the beekeeper. I mean, you literally interviewed this guy.
Oh yeah. No,
You sort of have the same philosophy when it comes to harvesting, and you're not just going to take any honey from any purveyor.
No, we went through quite a process to make sure that the people, whether it's Arizona honey or the Colorado honey, they have sustainable practices going on as well, and they've been doing it for generations, literally passed down through. So just amazing people as well too.
So a beautiful place to start. Wonderful, memorable honey encounter. And I never thought that honey would be memorable, but again, you're redefining what honey really should be. Where are we going next?
We are going now to the Cat Claw, I believe.
New spoon, by the way. New spoon.
Nice. No cross contamination going on
right there.
Cat Claw is one of the most popular ones that we have on there. It is from the acacia blossom, and we've had a drought, such a severe drought in Arizona for the last 6-7 years. There hasn't been enough blossom to create a crop that we can actually do. This is the first year that we've carried it in 4 years for the nutrition company, and it is the champagne of the honeys. It is soft, it is delicate, it is sweet, it is everything magical. It does not linger on the palate at all, and it's
great,
just clean, and it's just beautiful.
Super clean.
Yes.
And it has, and again, comparing it to the clover,
completely
two different honeys altogether.
Yep. Absolutely.
Arizona hives on this one.
Absolutely.
Great.
And actually, those are southern Arizona hives. Those are right from Benson and Oro Valley.
Can't get any closer.
I mean, it doesn't get any closer than that. So.
Okay, beautiful honey. And again, you're thinking of kind of food ideas, wine ideas. Now, Melissa, as we're thinking about a great wine that this kind of resembles on the flight, what are you thinking for the Cat Claw?
We call that one the champagne of
our
honey.
The champagne.
Yes.
The champagne, yes.
Beautiful. So we did a little Pinot Grigio, a little champagne.
Yes.
Now, where are we going next here? Because this one says Arizona wildflower.
This is desert wildflower. Desert wildflower is probably the sweetest of the bunch. It would be the Chardonnay of the group. Now on the palate, it's almost got a fudge kind of quality to it too. So this is a very, very popular honey as well. And again, for me, it's a little on the sweet side, but it is again so different from everything else. And again, as you taste them through, they change and transition. When you get to the mesquite in a moment, you're going to see a complete different linger on the palate on that one.
I never would have thought about that, but you're absolutely right. It has this fudge
Yes.
Experience. And again, what I'm seeing, not only differences across the flavor spectrum, but across the texture spectrum as well. So different mouth feels for the different profiles, I think is wonderful.
Yeah, no, and again, people just don't understand the differences when you get the honey jars, as you've pointed out before, because it's just that liquid pour stuff. This is a magic experience on the palate on every single level, and that's why the flight is such a neat thing to try and experience all the different ones.
I mean, the stuff you buy at the store, now that I know what real honey is, it doesn't even look like honey.
No, absolutely not. Ugh. I'm not going to bash the store honey. But
well, then let me do it then. I'm going to bash the store honey. Liberate yourself from the honey bears, fellow foodies. Don't do it. If you care about your family and your family's health, please say yes to local. Say yes to Tone Nutrition. Yep. Say yes to Frank Williams and Melissa Royer.
Wow.
Thank you.
There's one more honey left before we turn the tables to some hot and spicy holidays. Because wherever Adela Dorado
spicy
goes,
mama, yes.
There's spice and there's heat coming off of that microphone over there. Last honey of the flight.
Okay, this is the Bold Old Vine Zin Cabernet. This is the honey lover's honey. This is everything when you think about what honey in its full intensity, the bouquet that is on there is absolutely amazing. The intensity, this will stay on your palate. This is my favorite by far because I'm a cab drinker as well. It is just absolute. Yeah. It's rich. It's intense. It's so different from
crazy
the other three
good
that you just tried. Yeah.
And there is no doubt that you are in Southern Arizona when you open the lid on that jar.
Mesquite. And it's got
fragrance.
Mesquite everywhere on it.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, you can buy this stuff in Duluth, for crying out loud. I mean, this is Tucson in a jar.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Yep.
So before we go to our next guest, I love the way that you incorporate some of these honeys on different food items to really celebrate what the honey is all about. Now, give our listeners a sense of how you would pair up some of the honeys with some food.
Melissa, do you want to take that one?
Well,
because I see a tray of food. Here.
Yes, we're huge fans of pairing our honey with cheeses and roasted peppers. We being at the farmers markets, we have access to Chris from Red Roasters Chilies, and he roasts up beautiful peppers, seasonal peppers, hot peppers. He does garlics. I mean, pretty much if he can roast it, he does. Mm. But we have found that taking any of his roasted produce and putting cheese with it, crostini.
It's magic.
It is. And then you just drizzle that honey on there, and so it doesn't lose any of its beautiful medicinal values.
So,
it's just
Matt, what
amazing
you're tasting right now is bread from La Baguette Bakery, another local amazing story that's been around for almost 30 years.
Love
now.
Them.
That's the sourdough crostinis that has goat cheese and roasted jalapenos from the red roasters that she was just talking about, and the mesquite honey drizzled just for a little sweet kick on that.
A little accent.
Just beautiful is what it
sweet,
is. Sweet,
spice,
yep,
creamy from the cheese.
Yes.
And the beautiful crunch from that bruschetta, the bread from La Baguette. Yep. Boy, this is what we're talking about.
Yes.
Honey, there's so much versatility. There's so much opportunity. Now we got one more item to try.
Yep. And the other one that you're trying is, again, bread from La Baguette. And that's a rye bread that actually was just baked. Both of those were just baked at about 5 a.m. this morning. That one has feta cheese, salami, and that's got mild chilies, again, from Red Roasters at the heirloom markets. And then a mesquite honey drizzled on that. And again, it's got a little bit more of that oil from the salami content, but it is just, and without the heat, it's just a completely different experience, just like all the honeys are as well, too.
And the honey has a new personality on the plate, on the
absolutely
palate. You know, it's more than just a teaspoon putting in your tea, although I love honey and tea.
Right.
Try putting some Tone Nutrition honey in your tea, and then you think about what the tea-honey relationship was really supposed to be in the first place.
Absolutely.
Am I right?
Yeah, we've replaced, actually, all of our sweeteners that I use in the house with honey, because there's nothing that you really can't do with that. And then you add the health benefits. It's amazing.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
And we find that the honey really has all of these medicinal values, and so we don't necessarily cook the product, but we actually drizzle it on everything. And
right,
we've created different dressings and salmon glazes, and that one is a little more cooked, but
right,
we will drizzle a little honey
and
over
the
top.
And there's a great recipe card that comes right
that,
with
that
the flight.
Comes with the flight, and we post recipes all the time online on tonenutrition.com, so just check us out there.
Fantastic. Tonenutrition.com is where all of your dreams are going to come true. Honey fanatics. There's going to be honey fanatics in this community, thanks to the passion that both you and Melissa occupy. The bee community is a great community. The bees they work hard for us, and the best way that we can celebrate that is to honor real raw honey.
Absolutely.
And do it right here in Tucson at toadnutrition.com. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
And then came Adela. Adela Durazo from Durazo's Poco Loco Specialty Sauces. It's a hot and spicy holiday, right? Welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi, Matt. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I mean, wherever you go, do people just sort of stop?
Yeah.
And say,
I think so.
Oh my gosh. What a striking person you are. I mean, the room just lights up whenever
it's
you
the
come
hair.
In.
It's all the hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Now, let me ask you. Now, do you use the clover honey or the wildcat in your hair?
No.
I mean, our listeners are going to want to know.
We might just give them another idea. If they come out with a honey shampoo, I'll buy it.
I'll do it.
Regular fixture at the farmer's markets, your salsa has earned a following, I think an immeasurable following. Before we actually put some very bold claims about what specialty salsas should be to the test, give our listeners kind of a story about how Poco Loco Specialty Sauces even got started.
You know, it was really easy. I have always cooked, and every time we were invited somewhere, I always took a host gift, and it was always salsa. And pretty soon people were saying, can you make sure you bring the salsa and bring salsa and can you bring more salsa? And I started thinking, maybe I have something here. And I took a nice chest with just the fruit line with the peaches, pineapples, and mangoes to a craft fair. And I was sold out in an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I got into another one that was a two-day show. And I sold out in 2 hours of everything. And I said, okay, I'm going to take the jump, and I quit my corporate job went for it and found farmers markets as the best outlet for me.
Atta girl. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
And you haven't looked back since.
No, I haven't.
And how long ago was that?
20 years, November 1st.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's fantastic.
When I grow up, I want to be just like you.
Yeah. Thank you.
You had me quit the corporate job. When does that happen?
That was super scary, but I knew that I could do it, and I just had to do it.
What's the one salsa that you first crafted that began to define who Poco Loco Specialty Salsa was?
Actually, my first salsa was the Stupid Hot. In the fruit line. It's Stupid Hot and has the peaches, pineapples, and mangoes and has 10 different chilies.
Oh my gosh.
And I made it to where it gets hotter every day it sits. So when that started flying, I knew it was too hot for everybody. So I had to work backwards and create a medium and then create a mild. Oh. So Stupid Hot was first and then the whole line came about.
So 9 chilies, Adela, was
10.
Just not work. It didn't work for you?
No.
You had to do 10?
Nah, I had to go 10.
Can you name the peppers alphabetically, please? Ready,
set,
go.
It's a secret. It's a secret recipe.
And now you have quite a portfolio of salsas. How many are on your lineup now?
There's 9 in my product line. Wow. There's 9. I have the fruit line, and I have a no-fruit line, a roasted green chili pico de gallo mild, salsa ranchera, more traditional medium. And then I went into the dips. And so then I have a crab and shrimp dip. A crab and shrimp ceviche, guacamole, and a new spicy crema, which is my new spicy jalapeno dip.
Oh, so the salsa defined Poco Loco in the community, but you're really springboarded into all of these other sort of condiments.
Exactly.
That still represent that same sass of your salsas. And of you, frankly, personally, you got a little bit of sass going.
Just
I love
a little
it.
Bit, right?
I love it.
Thank you.
So now you're a regular fixture at Farmer's Market.
Yes, I've been doing them as long as I've been around, 20 years.
Wow. And where can people find you? So if they certainly want to come and get a photo with you.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, if you're going to buy the salsa, but get a selfie.
Get a selfie.
With Adela, because that's going to be worth that. I mean, that's the big Christmas gift right there.
Yeah, right there. Frame it, put it in a stocking, wrap it. It's good.
So where what's your schedule of farmer's market
I only do the heirloom farmer's markets now, which are the top three.
Right.
And so on Fridays, we're at Trail Dust Town on Kolb and Tankverde. And Saturday, we're in Oral Valley Steam Pump Ranch. And Sunday, we're at the Rito Pavilion. And they all run 9 to 1. And I only do 3. In the beginning, I did them all. I was working 6 shows a week out of 7 days.
Oh, my gosh.
And now I just do the 3.
And you are hand crafting these salsas.
They're all my own recipes. I make everything myself.
And so there's only so much of Adela to go around.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you manage that community response?
I don't sleep very much at all.
I mean, clearly, it's just this full of energy.
Yeah.
You're perfect for this show. What are you doing next Saturday at 4 o'clock?
I'm here. Whatever you want me to do, I'll come back.
So people can come buy the salsas.
They can sample, and they can buy, and they can, you know, get ideas. So a lot of people don't know what to do with salsa. So I have to be ready to tell them what to do, how to cook with it, how you can incorporate it in your everyday food, and how healthy it is for you. And after you do that, they bought it.
That's what. Well, I bought it. I'm in. I am a convert to the Poco Loco,
yes,
specialty sauces.
Matt, are you going to try those sauces?
I'm going to. Yes. Or are you just going to keep talking? You're absolutely right.
I'm just saying. No, I mean, it's a stupid hot. It's got to go on your palate.
Frank
right
is
now,
salivating so. Over
I want,
here.
I want the stupid hot to be my first.
There
sauce
you go, buddy.
All right. So now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open this up. We're going to do a trivia question. And then we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back. We're going to try these salsas.
Okay.
Get to know Adela a little bit more. But, oh, look at that. Beautiful. So the salsas, I mean, you can tell right from looking at them that they really are handcrafted.
Yes.
Freshest ingredients possible. I mean, you just look at them. It's a bounty for the eyes as well as the palate.
It has to be.
It
you
really
eat with your eyes first. You eat with your eyes
absolutely.
First.
Now I'm going to put my nose in there. Is anyone else in on the stupid hot before I put my nose right in?
I'm in, Billy. 100%. Get your nose out of there. Get me a taste of that first.
Okay, all right. Let's do a commercial break here. Let's say it'll be a fun question. Now, we talked about an Iron John's beer that we were all enjoying.
Yes.
Lovely beer for the holidays. If you're listening to this show, you know exactly what kind of beer we were drinking. Why don't we see? The first person to send us an email with the right answer to the question is going to get a great gift card for a great Tucson restaurant. Not sure which one that's going to be, but trust me, it's going to be one of the best. Again, we've been enjoying some Iron John's beer today. What kind of beer were we enjoying? First person to email in, you are the winner. The email address is onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive. Frank, put the phone down. You're not eligible. onthemenulive@gmail.com. Another commercial break, and we're coming back with the stupid hot and everything that Adela Durazzo has to offer. You're listening to On the Menu Live. We'll be right back.
Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Philip's Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Philip's Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back. It's Matt Russell from On the Menu Live, getting myself all pumped up already for my first stupid hot salsa experience made by the very loving and gifted hands of Adela Durazzo from Durazzo's Poco Loco Specialty Sauces. Frank, any last words?
You're going to sweat from your cheeks is what you're going to do. And your cheeks don't normally sweat, but they will with the stupid
okay,
hot, I
stupid
promise.
Stupid hot. Now, 10 chilies?
10 different chilies.
10 different
not
chilies.
Nine.
Not nine.
Not nine.
And I'd be able to tell. So any last words?
Yeah, well, it's very entertaining for me.
Is there a prayer? Should we say a prayer?
No. I want you to just try it so I can be entertained by watching you do it.
So you're saying, should I just do the native bite with the spoon, not the chip?
No, do it with the chip.
Do it with the chip.
I just wanted you to stir it.
Okay.
Because don't drink water afterwards.
Yeah,
it distributes the heat.
All the beer is gone.
You can eat honey.
Beer. Okay. Yeah. Or honey. Ooh. Not like that. Nice.
Stupid hot.
Here we go. Here it goes.
I'm going in. All right, Frank. Now, I'm going to bite the chip that has the stupid
house. Just do it, man.
You have to
stop procrastinating.
I might not be able to.
Eat the chip, man. Anyway, eat the chip.
What are some of your favorite restaurants, Frank? Did we talk about that yet? All right, here we go.
Come on, buddy.
Ooh, baby.
That was a good sized bite, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. He's spinning around now. Yep. He's on the floor. He's coming back now.
He's turning color.
There's red. That shade of red just moved.
He's going different shades of pink, red. Now. Yep. Yeah. There you go.
It's good stuff, huh, Matt? Can you talk? Do I need to take the show over for you, buddy? No, he's got no words.
He doesn't even catch.
Wow. OMG, Adela. Stupid hot.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
That's the nicest it's going to be to you, honey.
Yep.
It's going to get worse.
It's going to keep growing.
It gets hotter every day.
Yep. Okay. Beautiful. What I love about it, despite the fact that I'm crying on my microphone, is you can. It's not this intense heat where you can't taste the native pepper.
Right.
And we love to celebrate that native, that raw, earthy flavor of the chilies.
Mm-hmm.
You've done a. You've done it beautifully.
The cheeks are sweating beautifully. Yes.
This is stupid hot. It's good.
It's my bestseller.
I don't even know where to go from there.
You might have to try
the emergency room. I don't know. Let's try a little guacamole.
Yes, that'll help
you. Let's cool things down a little bit. Frank, have you had the stupid hot before?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I absolutely love it. I can eat habaneros.
He doesn't know what to do now.
Yeah, no. I've never seen him speechless, and he's like on
that
the verge.
That is hot salsa.
If you like hot salsa. Yeah, it's amazing.
Really.
Yeah, but her other salsas, she's got a whole line that are not nearly as
stupid.
That's the only one that's like off the charts crazy. But the fruit cuts it nice, and then the guacamole is just a beautiful compliment on that as well.
It's a great chaser. It really is.
Yep.
It really is.
Cooling, velvety. I love the texture of the guacamole, it's a little toothy still.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just this frappéed up into this foam.
Right. No, I want you to taste it. Avocados, everything.
Beautiful. Okay, and now I'm unfortunately, my palate has been rendered completely useless.
Mm-hmm.
What other sauces have you brought for me that you thought I was going to eat, and I no longer can?
Well, I really wanted you to try Stupid Hot first, so you fell for it, so you're good. We have in the fruit line, we have the mild and we do have the hot, which is 6 different chilies and 8 different chilies. Then the no fruits, which is the pico de gallo roasted from Red Roasters also. And that's a mild no fruit. And then the salsa ranchera, more traditional no fruit medium. And when I say more traditional, I mean it's the raw salsa and it's the only one I put garlic in.
Oh, no kidding.
You got to really try that one.
Okay, now, so Frank and Melissa talked to us about some of the honeys that work really well with different dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there at the farmer's market to talk to your guests and your customers about what kinds of dishes, like the ranchero, would be really good with X or
Y? Absolutely, because a lot of them don't know other than chip and dip. So my whole deal is use it, experiment with it, use it in everyday cooking. That's what it's for. I cook with them all the time. The fruit line is great with fish, chicken, and pork. I've already done the work. Add the protein, cook it, slow cook it, bake it, roast it, done.
Bam.
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 Yeah, literally. Okay, so you are at the Heirloom Farmers Market. People are going to come and get to know you and taste your salsas. You give some samples, get a sense of what this is all about. Become one of the growing community of crusaders for the stupid hot salsa. I'm a convert.
Yeah.
I think I'll get my tongue back next Tuesday. But anyway, you have a website, Facebook page. How can people find you online?
You can look up Durazo's Poco Loco Salsas, and I have a business Facebook, and you can find me there, and it tells you everything, where I am, everything, pictures of the different foods and all kinds of stuff.
Okay. Durazo's Poco Loco Specialty Salsas.
Yes.
Do yourself a favor. This is a gift for everybody on your list.
Thank you.
Comes with a warning. Stupid hot is stupid hot.
So, Matt, one thing I just want to close out with real quick, too, is whether it is Durazo salsa or Tone Honey or anything else, it's all about support local, and that's where our mission is, and it's magic at the markets, what they do and how they do it, and always do your best to shop and keep it local with your food and your purchase.
I love it. I love you. I love the spirit that you embody, because that is what this show is all about, Frank Williams. So Frank Williams, Melissa Royer, Rita Conley, Adela DeRozzo, thank you so much for everything you do. Happy holidays to all of you.
Merry Christmas.
I've crossed everything off my shopping list. Now I am officially done.
Yay.
Anyway, if you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website on themenulive.com early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Frank Williams reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it is on The Menu Live. Cheers, fellow foodies. Have a great holiday. We'll see you next Saturday.
Great. Yay, that was so much fun.
Oh, okay. 15 seconds left. Oh, the
plane
never.
The salsa destroyed him.
I'm sorry,
the show over with as quickly as possible so I can get another beer. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Frank Williams reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, I don't know what the heck to do.
Call 911. Call 911.
Cheers, fellow foodies. Have a great weekend. Happy holidays. Bear down. We'll see you next Saturday.
Yay.
Yeah. Hey, Pachuco!
Broadcasting live from the Tucson Original Studios. This is KEVT Salida Tucson, the Tucson Originals, local dining at its best.